On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody, it's time for another set of rapid-fire questions where we try to stump each other with the hardest trivia we can possibly imagine, or easier questions. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on how much time we have, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Which lately isn't much.
Question number one for you.
Okay.
What is Anthrax's highest U.S. charting album?
I'm going to say The Sound of White Noise.
That is correct. I'm surprised you got that one.
Me too.
Any idea what number it got to?
On the album charts? Oh, I don't know. 11?
7.
Oh,
you were close.
That is surprising.
Yeah, I would have thought for sure it would have been Among the Living.
That's what I was thinking of, but I couldn't think of the name of the damn album. I was thinking of Caught in the Mosh. He goes, you know, that song's on there, but I can't remember the name of the album. So I didn't say that. I was thinking that, so that's why I went to Sound White Noise. Total guess.
For All Kings should have been number one. Fucking album's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Last two albums are awesome, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one, and it's some Crocus trivia, because I know you love Crocus.
Ooh, okay.
Here's something I recently learned about Crocus. How many lead singers has Crocus had on the albums after Mark Storaci joined in 1980? So there was somebody before, then Storaci sang. And then how many singers did they have after that before Storaci came back?
Oh, jeez. I have no clue.
Well, give me the number and...
Three.
Nope. Two.
Two. Damn.
So in 1990, some guy named Peter Tanner sang on the album Stampede, and he left. Then Storaci came back. Then Storaci left. And in 1999... on the album Round 13, some guy named Carl Sentence was the lead singer of Crocus, did that album, and then Mark came back, and he's back now. So.
I thought it was Mark's band. I thought he was like the dude.
No, it's Chris Von Rule, the bass player. He's the one who started it, because he was the original lead singer.
Really?
Yeah, and then became the bass player, and then they brought Storaci in, yeah. I didn't know that either. In fact, I had never even heard those albums.
If anybody out there in podcast land knew that, you're the man.
Yeah, the only reason I knew that because of that Rock Candy magazine, which is really good, better than Classic Rock now.
Really?
Yeah. Classic Rock is kind of starting to lean towards the classic rock stuff that the U.S. kind of covers, like Rolling Stone, so... This Rock Candy magazine came out and it caters more towards the 80s hard rock kind of stuff. The old Krang writers are putting it out, and I think they're in issue 3. I've only seen issue 1, and they did an 8-page thing on Crocus. That's the that's the only reason I knew it.
There's 8 pages of Crocus material?
In fact, on the cover it says that. Believe it or not, 8 pages on Crocus. Yeah. If you don't believe me, let me see if I can get it. There it is. Why is this stuck to there? But yeah, it's probably backwards. But where does it say 8 pages of Crocus?
There it is.
Yep,
it's 8 pages of Crocus.
See, I'm not making this crap up.
That's funny.
Yeah. So go for it. It's your turn.
Okay. Can you name 4 projects that Phil Collin has recorded albums for? Phil Collin of Def Leppard.
Phil Collin. Phil Collin started with a group named Girl.
Yeah.
He's in Def Leppard. He's in a project called Delta Deep.
Yep.
And then he did some other band with a guy from the Sex Pistols and a bass player from Girl, and I can't remember the name of the damn band.
Yeah, I figured that would be the hard one.
I don't know.
It's pretty good, too. Man Rays.
Man Rays, yep.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't know where they got the name from, but they it's a good app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Check it out. I did not know that.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Which guitar player has never been a member of Dio? I'll give you four names. Which one has not been a member of Dio? Reb Beach, Craig Goldie, Vivian Campbell, or Doug Aldrich? Never been a member of Dio.
I'm going to say Reb Beach.
You would be correct.
Yes. And of course, Vivian Campbell.
Yep. Who fronts The Last in Line, which is, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right, question number three for you.
Okay.
This is an interesting question. I'll see if you get it right.
Okay.
What do these musicians have in common? Rod Stewart, Phil Collin, Meatloaf, and John Kay of Steppenwolf.
What do they have in common? I'm going to guess they're born on the same day.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay. That was a total guess. Any hint?
Phil Collin and Meatloaf are the same age?
No, I mean, no, same birth date, not birthday.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a physical ailment.
They have a physical ailment? All right. They're not all fat, so it's not that. Because Meatloaf is a chunky man.
Colin is, like, ripped.
Yeah, he's in great shape for a guy his age.
In great shape for a guy anybody's age.
And they all have a physical something? Or a disease or something?
Not really a disease.
They're all pigeon-toed.
No, wrong end. They are all colorblind.
Okay, did not know that. Okay.
Well, that's why this is trivia.
Yeah, we learn stuff here on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
There you go.
We don't need it, but we're going to learn it anyway.
Yeah. It's funny that how many people are actually colorblind, like Mark Twain, Bill Clinton. So when they were talking about that blue dress, he had no idea what dress they were talking about.
Yeah, well, also apparently he's blind. Look at his wife. Jeez. Are you ready for question three?
All right.
This one's a tough one, but you might get it. What musician has played with these artists? John Mayles and the Blues Breakers, Frank Zappa, David Bowie, Journey, and Whitesnake. One guy's played with all those artists. Pretty interesting wide range variety of artists there, huh? John Mayle, Frank Zappa, David Bowie, Journey, and Whitesnake.
What instrument does he play?
He's a drummer.
Is it Dean Castronovo?
No!
Negative, it's not. This guy is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Journey.
Is Steve Smith?
It is not. It's the drummer before Steve Smith.
Oh, geez.
Yep, Ainsley Dunbar. And he also played on the big Whitesnake album, the 87 album. He was the drummer.
Really?
Yep. And they all got fired before it came out. Isn't that sad? You make this great album. Sykes and all those guys make this fantastic album. You get fired and replaced by different guys and don't show up in any videos.
He must be a total dick.
Yeah, cover. That's the worst thing Coverdale ever did.
Yeah. What
What do they say in England?
Poofer or something?
No, that's something's gay. No. I can't even think of the damn. He's a tosser. I don't know. So it's something like that.
Yeah.
Wanker. He's a wanker.
That's it. He's a wanker.
Yeah, that was a wanker move. Yeah, I think it was done on a I think he called Sykes on an answering machine and told him. And Sykes still hates him to this day.
I think we're like a figure.
Yeah. He's got an album coming out, supposedly the end of this year. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. He's had an album coming out for years.
Yeah, we've heard this one before.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll run into him in the Costco in Northridge again. We'll see.
Well, then you can ask him what the hell.
Yeah, dude, come on.
People are waiting.
A long, long ass time. Yeah, the last time I saw him was when he was fronting that Thin Lizzy. He was great. And like it was like in the 90s, and yeah, I haven't seen him since.
And now Thin Lizzy's not around, but neither is he.
Yeah, he's just living off his royalties probably.
Yes.
The Whitesnake stuff alone, that album, I mean, he's a main writer in that, and every time he gets used in a commercial, he's one of the guys who wrote the song, so he gets paid. So.
Yeah, he did Here I Go Again, right?
Well, that's actually a cut. I mean, they did that twice, remember? But yeah, that song is used. But if they're using the song that he performed on, he didn't write that one. But if they're using the one he performed on, he gets paid too, I believe. Right. I think that's how it works.
That's the one that everybody knows.
Right. And Still the Night, that's Sykes, though.
Right.
Okay, I think we're done.
All right.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, out there, people out there in podcast land, it's time for top three, bottom three, where sometimes we pick multiple albums or band lists. And this time we're going to start doing, I think, albums we really, really liked from our past and dissect them. We're going to pick the three songs we like the best from these albums and the three songs we like the least. And sometimes when we pick really good albums, it's hard to find songs you dislike.
Yeah, it was rough. I overachieved, I think, in picking these two albums that I picked. But
yeah, that's okay. Anyway. Also, sometimes we'll pick albums that we think stink, and it'll be hard for us to find songs we like. We'll probably delve into those a little bit later on in the year, pick some obscure ones, and probably have to go back and listen to them just to find something.
Why in the hell they put that out? Ooh.
Yeah, I think I can think of a couple that we can do where, like, I hate the albums. Just go back and check it out and see why I hated those albums.
See if there's any redeeming quality at all.
Right, but this week I picked one that I think we both like, and it was released in March 29th, 1982, and the album is Scorpions' Blackout. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of the ones that... There are some classic songs I think are my favorites of all time, and then to me this wasn't hard to pick out some bottom three, but the top three were.
Ooh, okay. Very interesting. This album went platinum in the U.S., went platinum in Canada, and went gold in France. And I think its highest chart position in the U.S. was at 10, but in France it went number one. So that's pretty interesting. But in Germany, where they're from, it only went to 10. What the hell's out?
Really?
Yeah. I think it took a little bit longer to become popular in their own country. I think they were more popular in the U.S. and Japan than they were in their own country for a while.
Yeah, they were huge in Japan.
Yeah, great band. And this album is a classic. So once we start talking about this, if there's something you remember about it, or if you don't have it, go download it, go buy it. It's a killer album. So I'm going to start first with my bottom three and then do my top three and see if they match up with what Danny has come up with. All right, because this one was kind of hard for me to find a bottom three. But out of the nine tracks, all right, the third bottom song that I picked was You Give Me All I Need.
With all these guys, my heart's in pain, I need you so. You give me all I need.
which I don't hate. It's okay, but eh. Number two is a song called Now on the First Side. It's okay, but you know, it's not one of those ones I can easily forget. And my number one bottom song from this album will surprise a lot of people, but I hate this song. And I know it's a good song, but I've heard it 50 billion times. The song is No One Like You. The song that actually broke them in the States. Yep. They had a video for it. Oh, I got so sick of seeing that video and hearing that song. I'll go take a pee break when I see the Scorpions live in this song, even though it's one of their biggest ones. I can't stand it. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. In my top three, number three, Arizona. Ooh, yeah, she took my breath away, just not outside. Love this song. It's on side two. Always reminds me of Arizona. I got a lot of good thoughts about the state, and I like the song. Number two is the title track, Blackout. Flat out rules. They still play it live. Amazing. And number one, maybe not the greatest lyrics in the world, but the song Dynamite does rock. It is amazing. I make this night a special one. Make you feel alright. Shoot my heat into your body. Give you all my.
Absolutely. I can't argue any of those picks.
So is my list better than your list?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I guess we'll find out when I hear your list.
All right, my bottom three. I actually agree with you on the third one. You give me all I need. There's nothing to it.
You give me all I need.
Yeah, that's the lyrics, the whole song.
Yeah.
Seems like it. My number two bottom is No One Like You, just like you, just overplayed. I would totally take a pee break or skip it on the CD or whatever.
Yeah, it's not a poorly constructed song. It's just we've heard it way too many times.
Yeah. And my number one bottom song is Can't Live Without You. People shaking your hats right till the end of the set. You really tell me I'm the rebel we are. Can't live without you. Same thing with the lyrics. Just how many times do they sing Can't Live Without You? I'd like to count that out and see. It's got to be over 30.
Yeah, that was number four for me. I almost thought of that. Yeah, they repeat that way too much in that song.
Yeah.
Agreed.
For my top songs, the number three, I like China White.
Oh, it's great. It's up to you.
Number two, I like Now. I can't believe it was in your bottom three. song.
Yeah, it's not horrible. I don't hate it either. It's just I had to pick a bottom three.
Yeah. That's the tough thing about these albums. And then the number one for me is Blackout. Don't want to find out. Beginning guitar riff just gets me every time. So
it's awesome, but you didn't include Dynamite or Arizona. So they differ quite a bit.
You know, you had to pick three. Those, if I could have picked five, those would have been my other two. So
yeah, you can't go wrong. This is a killer album.
Oh yeah, even the bottom ones. I mean, okay, Can't Live Without You and No One Like You. Not our favorites, but they're still better than 90% of what's out there.
Yeah, out of all the Scorpions albums, do you think Blackout is your favorite?
Absolutely, no question.
Yeah, it's probably my top one or two as well. Yeah, you can't go wrong with this album. I love Love Drive, too.
I was going to say Love Drive is probably my number two.
Can't go wrong. Okay, since we talked about the Scorpions Blackout, again, please go buy it. Go to iTunes if you heard something you liked. Go ahead, help the band out. They're probably dirt poor now. No, not really. They're doing great, actually. They don't really need your money.
They probably own half of Germany, even though they probably all live in the U.S.
But they're huge in Greece, of all places.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. The Greek economy's in the toilet, but the Scorpions are doing great there. And they're not retiring, so go see Scorpions.
Go see the Scorpions!
Yeah, with Mickey D from Motorhead on drums now.
That's right.
Yeah, I actually want to see the next time they come around. I'm going to go see the Scorpions.
All right, fine.
Cool.
See if I care.
I'll sell one of my kids to pay for it.
Yeah. But you'd probably get into two different shows with one of your kids.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Yeah.